HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and travel around Colorado. Here's the lineup for April 6th through the 8th, 2012, and beyond. It's Easter weekend, so many of you will likely be spending time with family. I, however, will be running around the streets of Fort Collins like a chicken with my head cut off. That's because I will be participating for the fourth time in the fourth annual Easter Keg Hunt, a scavenger hunt for adults put on by My Big Day LLC. It's not a fundraiser, it's simply fun. This year, all the teams are full, but to discover other wacky events in Northern Colorado, check out mybigdaycompany.com. If you are looking for a big Easter egg hunt to do with the kiddos, check out the hunt at Mile High Flea Market from 11 to noon on Saturday. The Easter Bunny will be there, and there will be prizes and, of course, lots of candy. Learn more about the Easter egg hunt and everything happening at the market at milehighfleamarket.com. Apparently, the Easter Bunny will be very busy this weekend because here's another kid-oriented activity where he will be available for pictures and pets. The Bunny Express train will be leaving the station on Saturday at the Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden. For decades, the train has been transporting eggs and bunnies and excited children. To hop on board, visit ColoradoRailroadMuseum.org and look under Special Events. Several communities and resorts around Colorado are having community Easter egg hunts, including historic downtown Monument, Palmer Lake, and Sol Vista Basin in Granby. There's probably a hunt in your community. For those of you who like to plan ahead, there are a couple events that should be on your calendar. I'm always on the lookout for events that are a little different, something I don't see from month to month, and this one most definitely fits the bill. The 10th Annual Kite Festival is Saturday, April 14th in Arvada, and the city is going all out for this 10-year milestone. There will be kite contests, kite flying, kite sales, and family activities all day long. This is one event your child will never forget. Learn more at arvadafestivals.com. If you're a cyclist, listen up. The Mead Ribot Festival is on Sunday, April 22nd. The word ribot is derived from the French word rubble and has come to refer to a bike race where the riders ride a route that has paved and unpaved sections. Registration for the race closes Friday, April 20th, and there will be no race day registrations. Register online only at cyclingevents.com/Mead Ribot. That's cyclingevents.com/Mead Ribot. In addition to the race, Mead throws a community festival the same day in Town Park. In the morning, enjoy a 5K walk-run, pancake breakfast, and doggy dash. Bike tune-ups will be available all day, and the Kids Zone will surely be popular. Festival goers can browse vendors' booths, enjoy food, and a beer garden. This is one of the first community festivals of the season, and a great opportunity to get outside and enjoy spring. Lastly, I want to tell you about this month's recipient of the HeidiTown.com Gives Back campaign. I've always been in awe of birds of prey, so April's featured organization is the Rocky Mountain Raptor Program, located right here in Fort Collins, Colorado. In my career as a freelance writer, I've had the opportunity to visit this facility several times and write about it on numerous occasions, and I know they do great work. The mission of the program is to inspire the protection and appreciation of raptors and the spaces where they live through excellence in rehabilitation, education, and research. For more information about Rocky Mountain Raptor Program, go to my blog and click on the HeidiTown.com Gives Back campaign on the right-hand side of the page, or visit them online at rmrp.org. That's all for this week. If you haven't yet joined the Town's Block Party on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. I'm also on Twitter at HeidiTown, and the town is also on Google+. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening, and until next time, I will see you online. Happy Easter.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.